Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Okay, let's do the best to speed jokes. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Jokes are sponsored by Team Huckberg. Here's joke of the week number one.
A bullfighter walks into a fine china shop and the owner says,
"You're here alone, right?"
Joke of the week number two.
The following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
The Shedd Aquarium has received four new belugas this week.
Yeah, I heard.
I wonder if they're going to have a podcast. Here's joke of the week number three. Hey, everyone, here's just a quick reminder. If you can't remember my name, just say donuts and I'll turn around. That'll be me. No kidding. Joke of the week number four. Andy, did you know that if you hold the bottom of your foot up to your ear, you can hear the sound of your hip dislocating? I don't know why that joke is so preposterous. It makes me smile. Here's number five. Andy, I've also noticed lately my short-term memory is not as sharp as it once was. Also, my short-term memory isn't as sharp as it used to be. Here's the weird thing. I don't remember if we've told that joke before. Here's number six.
A cop pulled me over last night and said, "You're under arrest for counterfeiting." I handed him a $37 bill and said, "How about now? How about now?"
Here's joke of the week number seven.
Andy, congratulations on your recent purchase of a parcel of land on which you can build a home.
Thanks, John. That means a lot.
Get it? Here's number eight.
I saw our local zoo has an interesting attraction, a lion and a sheep living peacefully in the same cage. I asked the zookeeper whether they ever fight. He said, "Occasionally." I said, "What happens when they do?" He says, "We get another sheep."
And now, joke of the week number nine.
Hey, John, where have you been?
I just flew in from a Transformers convention, Andy, and boy are my arms tired.
Or?
I just flew in from Chernobyl, Andy, and boy are my arms legs.
Or?
I flew in from an HR convention, and boy are my arms new hires.
Oh, we're not done yet. Here's number 10.
Hey, Andy, I flew in from Old Faithful.
Let me guess. Boy, are your arms geysers.
Okay, we're done with those. All right, here's joke of the week number 11.
My uncle came home from his military deployment. My nephew cried out, "Mom, Daddy's walking to the door, and he has a purple heart on." And my aunt said, "I don't care what color it is. Go to the neighbor's house and play."
John.
Joke of the week number 12, please.
A robot walks into a bar and says...
Recalculating.
Pat Sajak walks into a bird store and says...
"I'd like to buy an owl."
Okay, one more of those.
An AI chatbot walks into a bar. The bartender says...
"What can I get you?"
The chatbot says, "What an excellent question. People over 21 are allowed to drink in your state. I'll have what everyone else is having."
You know, that may be the best. We got one more. Here it is.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a neutron walking into a bakery.
Our boy, Andy.
And John Williams will star as the baker.
How much for a dozen baguettes?
For you, no charge.
I'm afraid to ask, Steve, what was the joke of the week?
Well, the one I laughed at the most. Okay, I'll go ahead and do it. Joke number 11. I don't care. Go next door and play.
One way to put it. Kim, are you paying attention in the newsroom?
I am paying attention. I mean, when you have the purple heart joke, how can you not pay attention? I have to go with it.
Kevin Wells had to be... He wanted nothing to do with this bit and has left the station.
He's out.
I'm going to put him down for the purple heart joke. I'm going to go with the Transformer jokes. I liked those. And producer Pete says...
That means a lot.
Safe and funny. Attaboy, Pete. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Whoever sent in that other joke will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. They got three votes because I gave Kevin's vote to that one. We'll also randomly select a name.